Okay, so yesterday we quoted the Mabit, the Smak, and the Chovos HaLevavos. They all hold that Tefillah is really, to make it simple, it's just like an exercise. That it's just that I'm reviewing all of my needs, and by doing that, I'm showing that I can't do anything without Hashem, and I'm in need of Hashem, and that strengthens my emunah. But really, I'm not expecting to get answered for anything that I ask for. And that's why I could ask, even though maybe there was a gzeira on me that I shouldn't get this thing, or that I should get it, and therefore I don't need tefillah. So there's no correlation between getting the thing and asking for it. The askings are all just like a laundry list of things that I'm strengthening within myself, that I need things, and Hashem gives me things. Okay. The Sefer Chasidim, Kufnun Ches, also goes along with this idea in Source Vav, and he writes as follows: "Im titzarach leparnasa, if a person needs parnasa, al tisim libcha rak leosa bracha. Don't hyper focus on the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, kmo lebirchas Hashanim. Oh, im yeshlach choler, if someone's sick, al tisim libcha rak lebirchas cholin. Don't again hyper focus on Rafeinu. Bnei sheomer malacha lemalak, because above they're going to say about you, zeploni saver sheinu tzarach alozos." Really, the only reason he's here today is because he has this one thing that he needs to ask for about Rafeinu, and the other stuff he doesn't really care about. Therefore, you should have kavana b'kol ha-brachos, in every single bracha. Shari shmona asar yiras Hashem. There are 18 yiras Hashem. Zulios lefanav b'yir al kol ha-brachos. You're supposed to have yiras Hashem in all the brachos. And now here comes a very practical. When I read this, this changed my shmona asar. V'al tasim kavanas libcha rak lebakashos. And always by me is always like Rafeinu Hashem and Rabbi, please heal him, right? Chaneinu meyichadeh, give me the knowledge. Baruch Hashem chaneinu das. Baruch Hashem feichol yisel. The end of the bracha was like the ikar thing was the bakasha. The ikar thing was the beginning. So he says, don't do that. Ki ikar kavana lebrachos ulishabeach. The ikar kavana should be the bracha and the shvach that you give to Hashem, that He gives it to you. Shechein amar yichavin bekulam. Yimeshi yichavin brachos avos or brachos hoda. Fine, you continue, Ayin Sham. But the point is that he's saying, especially in light of everything that we said yesterday, if the whole point at the end of the day is to remind ourselves again and again and again that Hashem is the one who provides all these things, so that and the ikra part of the you have to request it just to show that I need it. But at the end of the day, the bracha at the end is as important, if not more important, than the actual request. Okay, so that's what he writes. Okay, so now comes a different mahalach. The other mahalach is the Sefer Ikrim, written by Yosef Albo. And he says as follows. He says no. He says that really we're asking to get something. But he says, Masha hevi anashim lefakbik betfila. People have questions about the idea of tefila. Karov l'masha hevi osam l'sav kidiyas Hashem. That at the end of the day, if something goes on Hashem from Hashem, good. If not, not. And if it was already goes, you're going to get this thing on Rosh Hashanah. So why should you daven for it? And if it wasn't, what's that davening going to do for you to change the Lashanos Ratzon Hashem? Hashem decided that you're not going to get this thing. So what's it going to help you now to go ahead and daven for it? Shelo yishtan Hashem min haratzon, lo ratzon, lo ratzon, lo ratzon. Hashem doesn't change his mind like that. So therefore, there are those who said, we can say that tefillah doesn't work. Okay, so what's his answer? He says, I didn't copy the answer. I'm sorry. That was a mistake. Okay, the answer that he gives is as follows. He says that what happens is after a person undergoes tefillah, so now he's he becomes a different person. That's what Yosef Abel says, that when a person goes through the experience of tefillah, so he transforms to a different person. So it's true that on David Rassman it said that you're not going to have the money. But when I daven, and we'll have to explain what that transformative experience is, but I go through the transformative experience of tefillah, so now I'm a totally different person. So on that new person, it didn't say I shouldn't get the money, and therefore I could get the money. Or the opposite, if something bad goes there on me, so now when I daven, I walk out a totally different person. And now that I walk out a totally different person, so then the Hashem could take off the gzeira from me. Okay, that is the yisod of the Sefer Ikrim, written in the 1400s. Some people are familiar with this answer, but it's an old answer. And the Sefer Ikrim, it's against everyone else, but that's what he says. He says that the reason I'm able to daven is because davening is going to transform me to a new person, and that new person can now get different things from Hashem, different than was nigzar already on him beforehand. Okay, now this is very interesting. This yisod has ramifications in the word mispalo. When we talk about that with daven, so there's a gavaldik of marmakam. The grandson of Noda Behuda, Reuza Landau. I didn't quote this yesterday, right? No. Okay. So he says as follows. He says that the root of tefillah, the word is paleo. So should have said ani holeich lipaleo. Right? No one says that. That's weird. Don't do that. Right? What am I engaged in? I'm engaged in paleling. That's what we should be saying. So that's the word. And that's the pasuk. Pasuk in Tehillim by Yamod Pinchas vayipaleo. So the Yad HaMelech, written by Rabbi Elazar Landau, he says as follows. Let's see it inside. He says, you see how careful every little word is in Tanakh. It's always written in the what's the word, causative, that something's happening to it. Tough. There's always a tough there. Vayit palel, vayit palel, vayit palalu, vayit palaltem, vayit palalti, vayit palel, palalu, et palel. Zulabak mecha, there's one pasuk in all of Tanakh. The never lo tosef is tough. Doesn't have a tough. Vayamo pinchas vayipalel. And in fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin wonders. I mean, that's what it should be, but it's never written that way. So that's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, hello, what's going on here? There's something wrong with this word. And therefore has a different drasha to take it out of tefillah. That's how extreme it is. But that's the word. So the question is, why is it that it's always written in this way? So in the underline, l'dati yesh bazeh kavana amuka, the very deep pshat here, l'odiya lanu bazeh darchi tefillah. It's going to teach you the way of tefillah. Ki b'chol od shelo nitpa'el ha'nefesh, shel ha'adam, b'shas tefillah. If a person is not affected by his tefillah, me'ez kavana salibo, ain alav shem tefillah ka, that's not called tefillah. So he's saying that this transformative experience that happens becomes the whole nature of tefillah. To the extent that if you walk out the same person from the beginning of davening to the end of davening, you didn't do a davening. And therefore, it's always with, in the lashon of nifal, that something happened to it. That is I'm engaged in palel means I'm engaged in being paleled. I'm being zapped by palel. That's what we say. And that fits with the Sefer Ikrim, that you walk out a totally different person. Okay. We'll close with this for today. And that is, there's a big kash in the Sefer Ikrim that the Achronim asked, early Achronim. And they ask, that's a very beautiful idea, except how does that work then for me to daven about someone else? Right? If the idea is that I, Rassman, was not supposed to have money, and then I go through davening, and now I'm a super Rassman, so now super Rassman can't get the money. Okay, you understand. But if someone is sick, and I go through a tefillah, and I now become super Rassman, has it helped Joe? Joe still had a gzeira on him that he should be sick. Joe's sitting in the hospital in a coma. Nothing, he didn't change anything. So he's the same Joe as before. And there was a gzeira on Joe. So how does that happen, that davening for another person works? Okay, so there's a fascinating answer. There's another answer, Michal Vayal, which we'll get tomorrow. The Meir La'olam, Meir Michal Rabinovich. He lived 1819 to 1901. He had a nickname after he put out this. After the Sefer was put out, they called him the second Shagas Aryeh. That's how he was a Mansha. He was a Rav in Lita. He was very big. So he quotes Achronim, the Mari ben Chaviv, who asked this kasha on the Sefer Ikrim. Okay, and he says as follows. He says, this is serious. This is also a game changer, I think, in davening. He says, "V'nir li liyashiv the yadua hu kesha adam chote." If a person sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to love misa. Chas v'shalom. Person says, "Okay, you have to die." Eina unish magil olavado. It doesn't just only hit him. Okay, he's the only one that dies, but the punishment doesn't only hit him. Ki gam kol krovav mitzdarim b'misaso ninashim bezeh. Anyone who his relatives, his friends, his community, anyone who's has tsar over the fact that this person died is also an onesh. This is very interesting. You never think about that. If I have a friend that's sick, chas v'shalom, right, and I'm sad about it, that means I'm also being punished. Not just him. Because why should I be sad? Being sad, the Hashem made me sad. So that's a form of an onesh. So he points out that any time anyone has a punishment to them, anyone that it affects is also being punished. Okay. So he says, so therefore, if I go ahead and I daven, it's bothering me right now that this person's sick. I'm in tremendous pain. So I go ahead and I daven. So now, on David Rassman, there was a gzeira that I should have this level, this little level of tsar from the fact that someone else is sick. But now, when I become super Rassman, there's no gzeira that I should have that tsar. So now, Hashem has to heal that other person so that I don't have the tsar that he's sick. Amazing thing. But what you see from here is something very, very important. There's a hard thing to do, and this really needs like 10 shmuzim on its own. But we're keeping to the 15-minute rule. I'm at 11:10. Okay, no, but I'll still stop. That when you daven for someone else, it's not enough to have a list. They just and read through the list, because at the end of the day, if I just zoop and I didn't feel anything about anything, so what did it do? It didn't help anything. But rather, you're supposed to be nosi ba'olim chavero. I'm supposed to feel the pain of the person. If I feel his pain, and then I daven, and I shouldn't be feeling that pain anymore, Hashem is going to go ahead and heal him. But at kam, they don't feel that pain, according to this mahalach. Okay, maybe we'll see another mahalach, and maybe have tefillah work for another person. But according to this mahalach, it doesn't work. And therefore, it's okay, more than okay, it's appropriate that if a person is really davening for someone, they should really take a moment to think about what type of tsar that person is going in, how bad it is for his children, how bad it is for his family, how bad it is for his job, it's okay to take a moment in time to reflect. You don't have to walk around all day long depressed. That's not the way it's supposed to be. But it is a very chashuv to take a moment, to be before Shmon Esrei, be during Shmon Esrei, but to think about the pain. And that pain should affect us. And then when it affects us, and then we go through the tefillah, so then to remove that pain from us, so then memela, the person is going to be healed. I'll just, 15 seconds, I heard, I thought a very insightful idea last night, so I'll just share it with you. Someone was sharing that in Yom HaZikaron, okay, so, you know, there's certain people that don't send their kids, or they themselves don't go to the army. So then, they say, Yom HaZikaron is what's Yom HaZikaron? It's a Memorial Day. It's not a Jewish thing. It's not a Jewish holiday. So they're like, you know, they ignore it. Okay. So the person said as follows. They said, let's leave out politics for a second. You do go to the army. You don't go to the army. Forget the whole thing. Let's say you don't go to the army. Let's say they're anti the army. Who cares? But on this day, there are people who are bitzar because their son was killed. Forget why they're bitzar. Maybe you're right. It was a secular impetus that started the whole thing. Maybe, who cares right now? Right now, there are people in the world that are sad, very sad, because their son were killed. So you should be sad today because there are people out there that are sad today. That's it. You don't have to say, you don't have to use the name of the day if you don't want. You don't have to, that's irrelevant. Like rise above the whole political sphere, and there's someone that's sad. Why is he sad? What? Because he lost his kid. Why lose his kid? What does it do with anything? Reminds me that someone's sad. So nosi ba'ol means that I'm able to take the headspace and think about the fact that someone is sad, and I'm sad that person is sad. That's a very important midah that it should bother me. It should be pain that someone else is sad. That's a very, very important midah in general in all of our lives. It helps us become not self-centered and narcissistic, whatever it is, but to enter into other people's lives. Again, it's not something that has to sit on our shoulders and our head the entire day. Obviously, the more personal it is, so the more it does. But it is important as an exercise, as a ben Torah, that we should put a makom in our lives to be able to go ahead and think about those things. And then we daven for it. So according to the Meir La'olam, according to maybe the Sefer Ikrim, when we change and we are not that person anymore, we don't deserve to have that tsar. So the Meila, the Zera falls out on the sick person as well.